Com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's hour number three of the program, and it is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with the bulletin board system. 250 users. Thousands of posts for you to search through, browse through.
There's also the Shrine of Female Listeners with a brand new Shriner on it.
An author.
She is an author.
Self-published.
Authoress. Yes. And she's well worth going looking at. So
absolutely.
Check her out. What's her name?
C.F. Jackson. I don't even know what the C stands or the F stands for, but it's C.F. Jackson, and she really is an author. We actually prove it because there's a link there to her website.
In fact, there's also the...
she's validated, by the way, which means she proves in her photo of herself that she listens to Free Talk Live. And you can log on and see what that means at freetalklive.com.
And we want lots of validated gals for
absolutely.
Our shrine. You can also log on and download the last 6 days' worth of archives. They're on there for free for you.
Live streaming, much more, all there at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And it really is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime.
I truly 100% believe that. I wrote that. They didn't write that for us to
really?
Read. I wrote that.
Well,
I told them to write some other ones for us.
We believe it so much
rotate.
We joined. And we're so excited about moving, we're actually, during the break, chatting about, what are we going to do when we get to New Hampshire?
I think about it every day. Well, of course I do. I mean, I talk about it every day on the show. But besides that, outside of show hours, I am still thinking about moving to New Hampshire and wishing that we were there already.
Yep.
Don't you wish that we were there already? Oh, no, you're making money down here. So.
I am making money down here. So, but I'm sure I can make money up there, too.
Yes, absolutely. You have that ability.
If you'd like to find out more about the Free State Project, all you have to do is give them a call at 1-888-532-4604.
That's toll-free.
It is. 888-532-4604, or log on to freestateproject.org.
That's freestateproject.org. We want you to take control of the show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, whatever it is, goes at 1-800-259-9231. The email address, by the way, in case you'd like to craft your thoughts, although we won't guarantee that we'll read your emails. We might. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Let's go to Milton in Denmark. Milton
Hello.
In Denmark. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Milton?
I posted that on your site, but it's quite a mess.
Huh?
The links,
a mess?
I promise you.
Okay.
I think it was Saturday evening.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for posting.
Well, thanks for logging on. Was there anything you were calling about tonight, Milton? Did you have something on your mind, some issue?
Yeah, I think that's very important, this one.
What are you even talking about? You're talking about taxes, right?
No, not the only taxes. Get away with this phony United States citizenship and get you free citizenship.
Can I ask you this, Milton? Why do you care so much about the United States? You're in Denmark.
I don't know.
It is.
I don't know. If you change, maybe... I don't know. Maybe this little, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I wish
I did know.
I don't know why, maybe.
You don't know
if
why?
If you change the rest of the Western world, it probably changes in, I don't know, maybe five days or so, a week. I don't know why.
Wait, are you suggesting that if the United States changed towards more freedom?
Radical, yeah, I'm sure.
Hold on, Milton. Let me make sure I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that if the United States went back towards more freedom, then the rest of the Western world might do the same?
Yeah, I think that could be. Yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely be the case, I think.
That's
and I think
my,
we're going to set the
idea.
I think we're going to set the example in New Hampshire and prove that freedom works, prove to the world. Milton, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I think you should try to go to that. And
well, thanks, Milton. And anybody who's interested in going to that can log on at freetalklive.com and you can check out Milton's post.
Sure.
We appreciate your call. 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. So, I think we should be done with the cop thing because we've been talking about cops all night long.
Okay.
Calls are done. If you've got some bad cop stories and you want to tell them, feel free. 1-800-259-9231. Although I guarantee
it is your show and you can call in about anything you want. So if you want to talk about bad cops, I certainly understand.
If you want to talk about pumpkin pie, we'll talk about pumpkin pie. I could use some right now.
be kind of a short conversation like it was with Milton, though.
Well, yeah.
Pumpkin pie is good.
I like it
with whipped cream.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so enough of the cop stories. Let's talk about charity, shall we?
Charity?
Yeah. We've talked about a man named, I'm sure there are several strippers named Charity and Bambi. However, this man is not a stripper. His name is Representative Ron Paul
from
Texas, and he is the only libertarian in the House of Representatives.
He's a Republican.
He's a Republican by label, but he's a libertarian by
intellect. You know what somebody told me libertarians are today?
Republicans
who smoke pot.
They didn't tell you that today. They told you that a few weeks ago because you've said it before.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious. Okay. It wasn't today, but it was recently.
And that's not true either. You mean a Republican? Wait, libertarians are Republicans who smoke pot.
Don't you think that there are some... Right, libertarians are Republicans that smoke pot is what the joke is.
Although I will admit, that is kind of the issue that got me into the Libertarian Party.
But you were no Republican when you started.
Well, allegedly I was. Not that I knew what it meant.
I didn't know what it meant. You were not one.
No, I was I wasn't old enough to vote, okay? But
right.
When I became old enough to vote, I registered libertarian. So I've been a libertarian since I was old enough to vote. But I was brainwashed as a Republican originally. But that doesn't mean anything, because I have no respect whatsoever for the Republican Party, period.
It seems to me that the Democrats that come to the Libertarian Party come for the social issues, the social freedoms that libertarianism affords, and the Republicans that come to the Libertarian Party come for the small government.
That's definitely a generalization.
It is a generalization.
I could say you can make that statement. I think libertarians who are true libertarians are for both, because I definitely am. Because freedom
I'm for both of those things.
Well,
I'm
because
not
actually,
saying...
if you want to take it down logically, break it down logically, if you really are a fiscal conservative,
right.
You really are 100% fiscally conservative, and you believe that the government doesn't belong in the economy, period.
And privatization is the only way.
Then you have to be socially liberal. You have to be. Because otherwise, you'd be preventing people from running brothels. Otherwise, you'd be preventing people from distributing marijuana and all these other sorts of social issues. If you're a fiscal conservative, you would allow someone to purchase their own death via an assisted suicide. So if a true fiscal conservative has to be a true social liberal. Get
it? Good point.
1-800-259-9231. Anyway, Mr. Ron Paul wants to talk about the tsunami victims and government versus private aid, private assistance.
I could write this article. I know what's going to be said.
He says in the past 10 days, Americans have donated several hundred million dollars to help Asian tsunami victims. Despite this outpouring of support for private charities, the Bush administration has pledged to send at least $350 million in federal aid, a figure that is open-ended and certain to climb. It's admirable that Americans have been so willing to open their hearts and pocketbooks for the victims of this enormous tragedy. Most of the people who are giving money probably have never met anyone in Thailand.
I'm sure.
But it's not the job of the federal government to make a show of generosity to the world with your tax dollars. Remember, government officials cannot be generous or charitable because the money they dispense does not belong to them. The original coalition of donor governments has been disbanded, meaning the United Nations will control all government-funded relief efforts going forward. Surely the oil for food scandal demonstrates that UN officials are the worst possible stewards of the tsunami relief funds.
Yes, they are.
Yet that's precisely who will be overseeing the expenditure of our $350 million. Boy, that's pretty pathetic. See, I was under the impression that $350 million was going to go to the Thailand government to be squandered. But instead, the UN gets to squander it.
Okay.
We'll tell you what else Ron Paul has to say about private versus political charity. 1-800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. You can literally take control. Hijack the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and it is the number for you to get interactive with us about anything. Personal, political, you got a rant, you got an agenda, you want to push it, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what?
Don't forget, you can log on and experience all the fun stuff at freetalklive.com. It's all on the house. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about charity. Talking about private charity versus government giving away your tax dollars. Now, Ron Paul is actually the one who's doing the talking here. We're reading an article from him, which was published on LouRockwell.com. And he mentions that apparently the coalition of donor governments has been disbanded. We're talking about the Thailand flooding episode. the tsunami.
Okay.
And how our government has donated $350 million of our dollars to this thing. Apparently that money's not even going to the Thai government directly. It's now going to the United Nations, and they're going to determine how it's spent. Bush administration officials have promised to keep a tight watch over how those tax dollars are spent. But the truth is, we cannot control this money once it's sent overseas for UN administration. We're mistaken when we assume governments must be the central organizing agents of the relief efforts. Private sector charities and free market social cooperation are the real saviors in any natural disaster, despite the intense desire of politicians to be seen as heroes on the white horse. Heroes who use other people's money. Government-to-government transfers are inherently inefficient, and adding the UN as a middleman will only ensure that even less of the money actually reaches those who need it most. He's absolutely right. Money is critical for disaster relief, but it's not the only issue. Efficient organization of relief services is equally important. And how many damn government bureaucracies can you name that are efficient?
They should just give it to UNICEF for...
UNICEF is a UN program.
Is it?
DIPWAD?
What?
UNICEF.
Huh.
UNICEF. So no, not a good idea.
But who's...
Terrible idea.
The little crying lady comes on. It looks so nice. She cries over the little starving kids in Africa. Look at them. Look at them. Sally Field, Sally Struthers, what the hell is
her name? She doesn't work with UNICEF, does she?
Oh, she's a Christian whatever charity.
Who knows? She's still doing those commercials?
I don't know. She's damn good at it. Makes me want to give money.
Money is critical for disaster relief. Efficient organization. Doctors Without Borders, a private group known for providing medical care in poor nations, actually requested that people stop sending them money last week. Their operating model relies on very low overhead and complete independence from governments, and they understand that throwing more and more money at a disaster is not necessarily the best approach. Lou Rockwell of the Ludwig von Mises Institute explained the problem of government generosity for disaster relief in the context of the 2004 Florida hurricanes, which we had a bit of a close swipe with ourselves here, Manwich.
Yep.
As we're doing the show from Tampa Bay. The whole enterprise of disaster has become one of the great rackets of modern government. Today, we have the disgusting spectacle of senators and presidents coming to visit weather-injured places, as if they have, within their capacity, the ability to size up damage and make provisions for making it all correct. Yeah, like George Bush was trained, to be an insurance inspector and to understand what kind of damage people are assuming during these things. It's crazy.
Didn't he own a professional football team or baseball team or something?
Like that makes him qualified for anything. And didn't he run it into the ground? We're supposed to believe that they know more about the proper course of action than insurance adjusters and property owners? If we had honest politicians, they would say this. Of course I'm sorry about what happened to that beach in Florida, but my presence there would only distract from the essential work being done by owners and their insurers. I don't know anything about the topic, and even if I did, I wouldn't want to steal from some to give to others and realize my political priorities.
Wow.
The Asian
Wouldn't that be refreshing?
To hear someone say
Wouldn't
that?
Wouldn't you love... I mean, that politician, whoever said that, would have my undying vote.
Absolutely. Ron Paul would probably be the only man with enough integrity to say something like
God. That. Is he a Free State Project member?
I do not know about the answer to that. He knows of the Free State Project. I know that much. The Asian tsunami is the worst natural disaster of our lifetimes. And we should all do everything we can to help. Investigate the charities and private groups involved and send what you can. But let's get governments and the United Nations out of the way, please. What do you think about that, Manwich?
It's the right thing to say. There's nothing I can add to it. It's the perfect thing to say.
And he's the only man saying it. Everyone else is posturing, making, big speeches about how charitable the United States is. Look, everyone, at our $350 million. We're so great. We're helping the world.
It's sickening.
It's grandstanding. It's political grandstanding. That's a perfect word for it. It's absolutely sick. And the same thing happened during the hurricanes. Politicians came down here, stood around, made themselves look important. And of course George Bush redirected some money to aid down here in Florida. It was a political move. Do you think it helped his vote totals in Florida?
Sure it did.
Just a little bit? You think it might have helped out a little bit? I think so. I think absolutely. And, of course, he makes a great point that it's being stolen from us. Every tax dollar is stolen at gunpoint. Because if you didn't voluntarily give it up when they asked for it, then they'd take your ass to jail. And if you resisted going to jail, then they'd shoot you.
I'm afraid so.
Is that the hallmark of a free nation? I think not. Can anyone call in and tell me that they think that they live in a free country? Is America still a free country? Are you a free, sovereign individual? Or are you a serf? Are you enslaved by the system?
Every day, a few more of your rights slip away.
And most people don't know about it.
It's inch by inch, you know, millimeter by millimeter.
And those that do know about it usually don't do anything to stop it. There's only a few people out there who are taking the necessary actions to make a difference in the world. And I believe that those are libertarians. Those are members of the Free State Project. I think the Free State Project is even more effective than the Libertarian Party, personally. Because I'm a life member of the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, and you really do get to say whatever you want.
And I'm so disappointed with it. I don't give them money anymore. I just am not happy with what they've done, you know, with the ineffectiveness, basically, of what they do. And I've worked towards getting them somewhere. They don't get anywhere because we're so damn spread thin, we can't do anything. We're groveling for the press attention that we get.
Yeah.
And it's very bare minimum, especially in a presidential campaign. It's minimal. The votes are minimal. Nobody pays any attention. Nobody cares. So we need to band together. We need to all move for freedom, just like our founding fathers did. Because that's the last chance.
It should be interesting to see what New Hampshire's like 10 years after the Free State Project arrives.
It should be awesome to see what New Hampshire will be like
because
10 years after we arrive.
Within a few weeks of the first, 40 people arriving in New Hampshire, the first 40 new Free Staters arriving in New Hampshire, the Porcupines, as they're called, got together and had a UN flag burning.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen here in Tampa Bay. Nobody's ever invited me. Hey, you want to come on down to a UN flag burning?
Not only that.
Together, we have similar ideas. We're going to cook some hot dogs and burn some UN flags.
Not only that, but they got press coverage about it, which is another key difference between our states that we live in and then New Hampshire. 1-800-259-9231. Freedom is still possible in this country. We deserve it. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Music bed still behind us.
It's a good music bed, nice and long.
That's right.
Keeps on going.
1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. Man, which tell them about the website that we have.
Well, you can go on the website and download the last 6 days worth of archives. They're put up there right after the show at about midnight, and they're completely free. All you have to do is go and download them. There's also the Shrine of Female Listeners, where there's a brand new Shriner on there. Go in and check her out. She's well worth your visit. There's live streaming, the best stream on the internet, and what did I miss? The BBS.
Yes.
There's thousands of posts on the BBS with hundreds of posters. We just got the 250th person, member of our BBS, signed up. This show.
It's all free. All of it on the house. Mm-hmm. No membership fees, anything like that. So log on and get interactive at freetalklive.com. You have anything hot, man? Which anything you want to go to here? Because I got something if you don't.
Mine's kind of big. I think it might be
like a first hour kind of thing.
It's a first hour thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, this one is big in an important kind of a way because it's a little revealing. You would think that the Department of Homeland Security is... You know, if you believe the press, if you believe all the hype, which I don't for a moment, I know they're a bunch of donut-eating bureaucrats, but if you believe all the hype, you'd think the Department of Homeland Security is busy monitoring radio chatter. They're busy tracking down suspected terrorists. They're busy doing all sorts of security-ish stuff. Wouldn't you think?
One would think.
Well, here's one of the
tapping
recent...
lines and hunting down Islamic people.
Doing the spy versus spy stuff, right?
Dun, 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 dun.
That's not spy versus spy. I don't even know if there is a... Do you know what spy versus spy is?
There is no music for it, but I know.
No. All right, so here's what they've been doing recently. Nothing about running a small store called Puffer Belly Toys prepared Stephanie Cox for a cryptic phone call from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. She says, "It's all very surreal, quite honestly. I thought it was a prank when I first heard. I couldn't understand why Homeland Security would be investigating a tiny toy store in St. Helens." The call came in late July or early August. A man identifying himself as a federal Homeland Security agent said he needed to talk to Cox at her store. Cox asked what it was all about. He said he was not at liberty to discuss that.
"Then I'm not at liberty to meet with you, punk."
Well, unfortunately, she runs a public store, and these guys could probably come in just like anyone else.
True.
They agreed to meet in early August, but the agent later canceled. Cox thought the matter had blown over when the agent called back September 9th to say that he was coming out there. "I was shaking in my shoes," said Cox, who has owned Puffer Belly Toys for more than 4 years. "My first thought was the government can shut your business down on a whim." She's absolutely right. Why is that? Because you don't have any property rights anymore. They can just take your property, take your house, take your business, take all your money. You don't even own your damn self these days. "So my first thought was government can shut your business down on a whim, in my opinion. If I'm closed even for a day, that would cause undue stress." I mean, this is probably her livelihood. The next day, two men arrived at the store and showed Cox their badges. The lead agent asked Cox whether she carried a toy called the Magic Cube. Now, what do you think the Magic Cube is? And which do you think it's a evil terrorist piece of, I don't know, some sort of terrorist weapon, something you could convert into a bomb?
It sounds like the eight ball. It sounds like the eight ball where you shake the, you shake it and you ask it a question. Oh, mighty eight ball, am I going to find my true love in eighth grade this year?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's what it sounds like, and you're right. That's pretty much what it is. As a matter of fact, it's the Magic Cube, he said, was an illegal copy of the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, so this is a puzzle.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a Rubik's Cube ripoff.
Okay.
One of the most popular toys of all time. He told her to remove the magic cube from her shelves. And on top of that, he also watched her to make sure that she complied. The whole thing took about 10 minutes. After the agents left, Cox called the manufacturer of the Magic Cube, the Toysmith Group, which is based in Auburn, Washington. A representative told her that the Homeland Security agents had it wrong. The Rubik's Cube patent had expired, and the Magic Cube did not infringe on the rival toy's trademark. John Ryan, corporate counsel for the Toysmith Group, said Homeland Security, which includes customs, routinely blocks shipments of products from overseas that violate intellectual property rights, such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. That's fine. That's not an outrageous federal act by any means, Ryan said. But we certainly were surprised that a federal agent approached a toy store owner and frightened them. Now, you could maybe make the, you could maybe theorize that this wasn't really a federal Homeland Security agent and that it was an agent of Mattel who was trying to get her to pull the Rubik's Cube copy off.
That sounds more like, that makes more sense.
But really? I mean, really? Do you think Mattel would go to a little toy store in BF Nowhere and demand that she pull one toy from her shelves? That seems a little unreal at the same time. While it seems, like, possible and somewhat sensible, it also seems totally ludicrous.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Because, I mean, if they're going to go after Pufferbelly Toys in BF Nowhere, Montana, or wherever this happened, I think it was in Oregon, actually, why not go after 10 other stores? Or why not go after Toys R Us, you know? Why just this one? So anyway, Virginia Kais, a spokes bureaucrat for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said agents went to Pufferbelly, so she knew about it. Agents went to Pufferbelly based on a trademark infringement complaint filed in the agency's Intellectual Property Rights Center in Washington, D.C. I'd like to know who in the hell filed that complaint. Some busybody customer of hers? Spotted the Rubik's Cube ripoff and filed a damn complaint with a Washington, D.C. agency about it? Homeland Security gets their hands on it, and then they go and demand the woman remove the product from her shelves? What in the hell kind of a country is this?
Well, what is Homeland Security doing?
Is this frightening or bizarre? I'm not even sure which.
It's strange. It's very strange.
So, Kais, the bureaucrat, said Homeland Security officials routinely investigate such complaints and follow up if they determine they're valid. One of the things, obviously, they didn't do much determining here. They didn't bother to make any phone calls. They didn't bother to check the patent on the Rubik's Cube. They didn't bother to check with the toy manufacturer.
Seems to me like you ought to know the law before you step in there and start harassing people.
The bureaucrat said, quote, "One of the things that our agency is responsible for doing is protecting the integrity of the economy. As though the government can do any sort of protecting to the economy. This bitch doesn't understand economics, period. The government hampers the economy. The government steps in the way of the economy. The government stops the economy from doing the things that it needs to do to right itself, to adjust prices, to do all the wonderful economic magical things that it does. Because really, the economy is very magical. It does so many millions of things all at once, based on millions of individuals making millions of decisions all at the same time, and it all works out for our benefit, for consumers' benefit.
The freer it is, the better it is for us.
Absolutely the freer it is. So this bureaucrat says that, well, they're protecting the integrity of the economy and our nation's financial systems, and obviously the trademark infringement does have significant economic implications. And so now finally it looks like the store owner has put the Magic Cube back on her shelf and the brush with Homeland Security is over. She said finally, aren't there any terrorists out there?
Yeah, couldn't you find a terrorist, you donut-eating bureaucrat?
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up what's on your mind. That's what we call the show, Free Talk Live.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, Collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff. And it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it. 1-800-622-THIN.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Inside hour number three of the show here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. So just a few more moments for you to slip your phone calls in here. We'll get to them if you make them. Anything goes, personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, there's fun stuff, cool stuff, free stuff, all at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. And you can, of course, email the show at ftl at freetalklive.com. That is ftl at freetalklive.com. We just got just wrapped up talking about the Homeland Security Department. Hard at work. Protecting us from those vicious terrorists, like a store owner who sells the Magic Cube, which is a lot like the Rubik's Cube. And apparently the bureaucrats were sent there to put a stop to it. Can you believe this, man?
I just don't understand. What in the world is the Homeland Security Department, like this new law enforcement agency, mm-hmm. What are they doing going there checking out Rubik's Cube patent violations? I just don't understand. I mean, this is why they were put in force. This is why we have Homeland Security. How ridiculously stupid.
Well, it figures. I mean, already. I mean, when was this program created? Back in 2003, Homeland Security? It hasn't been around for very long.
No, it's new.
It was the biggest restructuring of the federal bureaucracies ever since the 50s or whatever that was that they said about it. We've restructured. Everything's different. We've put this agency and this agency and this agency under the Department of Homeland Security. And now that there's another bureaucracy on top of all these other bureaucracies, things will be better.
Yep, government will work a little better. Please.
Get real. This is a perfect example of what these worthless... it is just an embarrassment that these people are breathing. These worthless bureaucrats are doing with your tax dollars. They're going to a store owner and demanding, while they stand there and watch, that she remove a product from her shelves. And you'd think for a moment, this can't be for real. Somebody's playing a prank on this woman. No, they called the Department of Homeland Security and verified that these agents were actually there, actually doing these things.
Really?
Forcing the woman to pull these things off of her shelves. It made me ask the question when we went to break. I said, why didn't they confiscate them? I mean, if it's so dangerous, if it's such a threat to the economy that the magic cube is out there competing with the Rubik's Cube for sales, why didn't they pull them from the pull them and take them away in cardboard boxes?
Thank God they didn't, because she'd never get them back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she'd have to take them to court to get the damn things back.
They'd lost them.
Right. They probably would have taken them for themselves and given them to their kids. Stinking bureaucrats. 800-259-9231. I mean, seriously, this is what they're doing. It is so wasteful. It's our tax money, and you should be outraged about it. And we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Man, what, you got somewhere you want to go next?
I got a couple of good articles.
What do you got?
Give me a second.
Because otherwise I'll tell you about something out of Iraq.
Well, go ahead.
All right.
I got something boring about a sex scandal in the Congo.
Sex scandal? Boring? I don't know. But the Congo doesn't really relate here. Get this. An Army platoon sergeant who ordered his soldiers to throw Iraqis into the Tigris?
Tigris.
The Tigris River was sentenced Saturday to 6 months in military prison. But he will not be discharged. We were talking about dirty cops earlier in the show and how they never get in any trouble. In fact, earlier we were talking about a cop who beat the hell out of an 85-year-old man. He had shot someone in his past career as a police officer. Shot the wrong guy. There was an altercation where someone was getting robbed or whatever, and the guy who was helping out, just the citizen on scene who was kind of helping, managed to get a gun from the bad guy and was holding the bad guy at gunpoint. This cop showed up and shot the guy dead.
Oh, my God.
Shot the good guy dead because he assumed it was the bad guy. This is the kind of stuff the cops do all the time. Of course, he's still on the force, and now he's beating up an 85-year-old man. Both of them happen to be black, by the way. Both of the men that he did this to.
Mm.
So it's just a perfect example there of how these cops, who are out of control, don't get in any trouble. Same thing applies, apparently, to our men in uniform. Now, it's one thing to run away from the military. Then your ass is going to get thrown into a brig for a long time, or possibly put on the front lines. But this guy... Army Sergeant First Class Tracy Perkins was convicted Friday of two counts of aggravated assault consummated by battery, and obstruction of justice. He was acquitted of involuntary manslaughter and making a false statement. So convicted for two counts of aggravated assault consummated by battery. That sounds pretty damn mean and nasty to me.
I think you... I don't know. It's really hard to armchair quarterback a war situation.
He did not testify during his trial, but before he was sentenced Saturday, told the jury of Army officers and enlisted members that his actions were wrong, although he did not apologize to the Iraqis. He said he still loved the military and did not want to lose his job. He said, quote, "If I had to go back, I would definitely do something different on those days," Perkins said, wiping away tears. Perkins, age 33, and another soldier were accused of ordering soldiers to push two Iraqis into the river in Samarra in January of 2004. Prosecutors said Zaidun Hassoun, 19, drowned, and his cousin Marwan happened to climb out of the river. Defense attorneys contended Zaidun may still be alive, but say if he is dead, it was not at the hands of U.S. soldiers. Oh, he drowned. It wasn't their fault. They just pushed his ass into the water. Probably had handcuffs on, too. The six-man military jury, which decided against the manslaughter conviction, also reduced Perkins' rank by one grade to staff sergeant, which cuts his pay and responsibilities. Jurors,
does he get paid while he's in jail?
I would guess so, probably. Jurors considered and if you're an expert, if you're a military expert, and you have an answer to that, give us a call at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So there you go. We're going to give you a little bit more info on that coming up, unless you want to take control of the show. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You want to make a call? We'll slip you in here before the end of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Right before the break, told you about a soldier, U.S. soldier in Iraq, who's been found guilty of a few things, aggravated assault, etc. Sentenced to 6 months in a brig and a minor reduction in rank, and then he's back out on the field collecting a paycheck. And I kind of glossed over it because they gloss over it in the article. They just say that they pushed a couple of Iraqis into the Tigris River.
Tigris.
It doesn't actually give you the real story. So I'm going to read this from antiwar.com.
Okay.
January 3rd, 2004, two young Iraqis, Aydun al-Samari and Marwan Hassoun, the two I was talking about before, were transporting bathroom fixtures in their truck when it broke down and their trip back home was delayed. As they, remember, one of these guys lived, which is how we know about this story. As they stood by the side,
that's his claim.
As they stood by the side of the road at 10:45 p.m., 15 minutes before the American-imposed curfew in Samarra, an American patrol chanced upon them, and that's when the trouble started. They had already been stopped and searched at a checkpoint manned by Iraqi police, but the Americans made them get out of their truck, searched the cargo, and looked at the identity papers. Marwan remembers that one soldier merrily chirped at them in Arabic, as friendly as could be, and said they were free to go. But when they got back in their truck, the Americans apparently had a change of heart. The two of them were then ordered out, handcuffed, and pushed into one of the four Bradley fighting vehicles that made up the patrol. 19-year-old Zaidun was terrified and whispered to Marwan, "What's happening?" Well, he would soon find out. The Bradley stopped at the bridge that spans the Tigris, a bridge that also regulates the flow of river water and is known as the Tarthar Dam. Zaidun and Marwan were shoved out onto the walkway. The water roared below as the soldiers uncuffed them and ordered them to jump. Why? Why? Marwan's plaintive cry fell on the deadened ears of his captors, who grinned and laughed, even as he cried out against the unreason of a world gone mad in which the liberated are tortured by their liberators. His anguish was drowned out by their glee as they forced him into the river at gunpoint, but not before he saw them push Zaidun, who could not swim, over the edge as he clung to his tormentors begging. But the Americans weren't having any of it. Shut up! Shut the F up! Marwan tried to save his young cousin, but Zaidun slipped away from his grip in the strong current. Marwan recounts, he was shouting, Marwan, save me! And I yelled back, try to swim, try to swim! But he went under again, and that was it. I could hear them, the soldiers, laughing. They were behaving like they were watching a comedy on stage. Isn't that sad? Isn't that pathetic?
Well, if it's...
Is there an excuse for this? Are you going to make an excuse? If it's true?
It's true.
You have any reason to doubt that this is
true? I believe that in America you have the right to face your accusers, and I believe that you have the right to a trial, and I don't know what happened. I think that they would use these guys for scapegoats if that was the case. Now, I don't think we should be over there, but I also think that it's difficult to armchair quarterback. I don't think that the antiwar.com is a credible site to be looking on these things. I think you need to look at all angles of the issue and remain skeptical until you have all the facts.
I don't need to be skeptical on this one. I know the way, just from experience, not that I've been a soldier, but from experience of reading about the different horrible things that our troops have done in Vietnam and over the years and all the other conflicts that they've done to the native people, the native populations. These guys are out of control. They're mad with power. And I've seen video footage of guys shooting at Iraqis and laughing about it. I mean, these people are sick. And just, we're having a good old time over here in Iraq shooting at these old towelheads. That's the attitude of some of these guys. Now, to be fair, there's plenty of troops there that want to get the hell out. And I don't blame them. 800-259-9231 being put next to these maniacs. We'll be here again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And in the meantime, log on at freetalklive.com. If you're talking...